Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a classic Amen break variation and turning it into a riser-style pressure tool inside Ableton Live 12, with that old-school rave energy that feels like the room is being pulled toward the drop. So this is not about just looping the Amen and calling it a day. We're going for tension, acceleration, grit, and that unmistakable jungle lift. The end result should feel like the break starts loose and dusty, then tightens up, gets more aggressive, opens in the top end, and finally lands like a proper pressure wave. I'm assuming you already know the basics of warping, MIDI editing, and routing in Ableton, so we can move pretty fast and keep this advanced. First, pick the right Amen source. You want something with character, but not so damaged that the transients fall apart. A classic sample pack Amen, a vinyl rip, or a lightly processed loop all work well. If it's too clean, we can add grit ourselves. If it's too messy, you'll spend the whole session fighting it. Drag the break into an audio track and turn warp on. For this kind of build, beats mode is usually the move because it preserves the punch of the slices. If you need a little more stretching flexibility, Complex Pro can work, but for jungle pressure I'd stay close to the original transient shape. Keep the transient preservation reasonable, somewhere around 30 to 60 milliseconds as a starting point, and don't overstretch it into mush. The point is to keep the groove alive. Now for the fun part. Slice the break to a new MIDI track. You can slice by transients for musical flexibility, or by 1/16 if you want a stricter, more controlled layout. Ableton will build a drum rack from the slices, and now you can perform the Amen variation like a drummer with too much caffeine. From here, build a 4-bar phrase. The easiest way to think about it is as a tension curve. Bar 1 should feel recognizable and relatively open. Bar 2 can bring in extra ghost notes and hats. Bar 3 should start ramping the density and urgency. Bar 4 should be the most intense, with a fill or roll that clearly points into the drop. A good DNB structure is to keep some anchor points in place so the listener always knows where they are. Usually that means preserving the snare identity, at least at first, while you add little break fragments around it. Then, as the phrase develops, you fragment it more aggressively. Tiny hat hits, ghost kicks, little snare flicks, and short repeated breaklets all help create that sense of acceleration without needing to literally speed up the tempo. This is where timing and velocity matter a lot. Don't quantize everything to death. Our real Amen build breathes. Use velocity to shape the phrase. Medium dynamics in bar 1, slightly more detail in bar 2, rising intensity in bar 3, and the biggest hits reserved for the final bar. Nudge some ghost notes a touch ahead for urgency, and leave a few slightly late to keep that swing and swagger alive. The magic is in that illusion of chaos under control. Now let's glue the thing into a single machine. Start with EQ8. Before you compress anything, clear out the junk. High pass around 25 to 35 HC to remove sub-rumble. If the break is boxy, take a small cut around 200 to 400 HC. If it needs more snap, a gentle lift in the 6 to 10 kHz area can help, but don't make it glossy. This should still feel rough and ravey, not polished pop drums. Next, add drum bus. This is where you give the break weight and attitude. A little drive goes a long way, maybe somewhere in the 5 to 20% zone depending on the sample. Push transients if you want more crack. Use crunch carefully for dirt and density. Boom should usually stay low or off, in this context, unless you specifically want extra low-end movement. The goal is to make the break feel baked together, not bloated. Then add saturator. This is one of the most useful glue tools for Amen work. Try analog clip mode, a few dB of drive, and turn soft clip on. That helps round off the spiky edges and binds the slices together without killing the attitude. If your break is feeling too sharp and disconnected, this is often the fix. After that, add glue compressor. This is the actual glue. Use a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 as a starting point. Attack around 10 milliseconds if you want to keep some punch, or 30 milliseconds if you want a little more transient pop. Let the release breathe with the tempo, or use auto if that feels better. You're usually aiming for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. For a riser, you can even automate the threshold a little lower as the build goes on so the break feels more pinned, more urgent, more forced toward the drop. Now bring an auto filter, because this is where the riser motion really starts to speak. Start with a low pass or band pass and automate the cutoff as the phrase unfolds. Open it gradually across 4 or 8 bars so the break feels like it's unfolding toward the drop. If you want a darker, more dramatic DNB move, you can also use high pass automation, so the low end thins out and makes room before the drop hits. A really effective trick is to combine both, with the low pass opening and the high pass slowly rising, so the brake feels like it's zooming forward in the mix. Then use utility to manage width. Don't go crazy with stereo width too early, because you still want the center punch to stay solid. A nice move is to start the build slightly narrower, maybe around 80 to 90%, and then automate toward full width or just a touch beyond by the final bar. That widening can make the last phrase bloom without losing the mono core. If you want more violence, set up a parallel chain or a return track. You can smash a duplicate of the break with something like roar, pedal, saturator, or overdrive, then EQ out the low end and tuck it quietly underneath the main break. That parallel layer adds urgency and shredded texture without taking over the whole sound. It's a great move for darker rollers and neuro jungle crossover energy. Bass is important too, but be careful. Old school rave pressure likes room, just not too much soup. Use a short room or plate reverb, with a decay somewhere around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds, a little pre-delay, and filtered return so the low mids don't pile up. Send select hits, fills, or the end of the phrase to the reverb instead of drowning the entire build. That way the space feels like it's opening up as the track approaches the drop. Arrangement matters just as much as sound design. A strong amen riser isn't just a texture, it's a story. One solid approach is to make bars 1 and 2 fairly restrained, with a recognizable groove and controlled filtering. Bars 3 and 4 can get denser, more compressed, wider, and brighter. Then maybe bars 5 and 6, if you're doing an 8-bar build, or where the pressure really ramps up. The final bar can include a fill, a snare climb, a reverse hit, a tape stop-style dip, or even a moment of silence before the drop. That void can be more powerful than another huge fill, because the ear leans forward when the floor drops out. There are a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overquantize the whole thing, or it loses the human jungle energy. Don't leave too much low end in the break, because it will fight your bass line and kick. Don't crush the transients too early, or you'll flatten the whole vibe before it has a chance to move. And definitely don't overdo the reverb. Tension works best when the build stays readable. Also, watch cumulative gain. Once you stack drum bus, saturation, compression, and filtering, it's easy to think the build is getting bigger when actually it's just getting more squashed. Keep level matching as you go. If the break stops breathing, back off the low mid compression first, because that's usually where weight turns into blanket. Here's a pro move. Resample it. When the pass feels right, print it to audio. That lets you edit faster, reverse fills, chop the best moments, and arrange with more commitment. In DNB, resampling is often what turns a good idea into a real weapon. For a little extra coaching, think in layers of tension, not just drum density. The best MN builds usually feel bigger because the envelope, tone, and space evolve together. Keep one anchor element consistent, like a snare placement or a tiny hat cell, so the listener hears a thread through the chaos. Treat the break like a performance. If you have a controller or pads, record a pass and then tighten it after. That human push-pull is part of the pressure. If you want to push this even further, try making three versions of the same amen riser. One version should feel like pressure, tight, compressed, narrow, and urgent. Another should feel like lift, brighter, wider, and more euphoric. The third should feel like a broken machine, unstable, chopped, a little unpredictable, maybe with one irregular bar or a sudden cut at the end. Compare them and listen for which one pulls the drop forward the hardest. So the core workflow is simple. Start with a strong amen source. Slice it into MIDI. Perform a variation with timing and velocity. Glue it with EQ, drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor. Use filtering and width automation to make it rise. Arrange it so the final bar creates real drop pressure. And keep the whole thing gritty, punchy, and unmistakably DNB. If you get this right, the amen won't just sit in the track. It will drag the room forward, and that is exactly the old-school rave pressure we're after.